This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
Paul Joseph Watson is taking over in T-minus 6 minutes to host the fourth hour. Then the War Room's coming up. Then we're going to have more live coverage tonight with some of the Proud Boys here that are in town, Gavin McInnes' group, like Rufio, Panman. But first, I just saw Trump live moments ago, so we're going to back this up and play it. I don't want to say capitulating, but saying, you know, I say I have no question that Russia did this to us. I guess because Mueller says so. And it just gives into this whole trap. So I don't want to see this as a flip-flop, but they put major pressure on Trump over this and the deep state, over him daring to meet with a Russian leader, which is totally normal. So here's some of what President Trump just said.
So I'll begin by stating that I have full faith and support for America's great intelligence agencies, always have. And I have felt very strongly that while Russia's actions had no impact at all on the outcome of the election, let me be totally clear in saying that, and I've said this many times, I accept our intelligence community's conclusion that Russia's meddling in the 2016 election took place. Could be other people also. There's a lot of people out there. There was no collusion at all. And people have seen that, and they've seen that strongly. The House has already come out very strongly on that. A lot of people have come out strongly on that. I thought that I made myself very clear by having just reviewed the transcript. Now, I have to say, I came back, and I said, what is going on? What's the big deal? So I got a transcript. I reviewed it. I actually went out and reviewed a clip of an answer that I gave. And I realize that there is a need for some clarification. It should have been obvious. I thought it would be obvious, but I would like to clarify just in case it wasn't. In a key sentence in my remarks, I said the word would instead of wouldn't. The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why I wouldn't or why it wouldn't be Russia. So, just to repeat it, I said the word would instead of wouldn't, and the sentence should have been, and I thought I would be maybe a little bit unclear on the transcript or unclear on the actual video, the sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be Russia. Sort of a double negative. So you can put that in, and I think that probably clarifies things pretty good by itself. I have on numerous occasions noted our intelligence findings that Russians attempted to interfere in our elections. Unlike previous administrations, my administration has and will continue to move aggressively to repeal any efforts and repel. We will stop it. We will repel it.
All right, let's stop right there. I think this will be blood in the water. He went. He was nice. We've been super tough on Russia with Trump. Too tough buying into this neocon crap. And I think this is blood in the water, and they're just going to go more insane. They're saying deep stating, 25th Amendment him, remove him, use the military against him. These are the globalists that have had their boot on our neck for decades that have run the country into the ground. Come out and say, you're the traitors, you're the globalists, you're the enemy. I should have met with Putin a year ago. I meet with other world leaders. You people are a joke. But Fox News, you know, gets, we have a compilation coming up at the start of the segment, then Paul takes over. I'm going to play. Fox News is like, the talking points, well, he jumped the shark. It's over for him. They've been trying to get rid of Trump day one, the Murdochs. But when they lost half their ratings because of it, about a year ago, they went back to liking Trump. They're all a bunch of globalist scum and all these other cowards. And if America doesn't want to return, doesn't want our economy back, and wants to be under global stuff, then hell, let's get rid of Trump. Hell, let's put Hillary and Pelosi in, bankrupt everything, and be Venezuela, and not even have sewage or lighting, and just have feces flowing down the streets like San Francisco. Let's do it. Let's all be blue state and just slit our wrists then. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours, it's on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
The year is 1995, and InfoWars launches the last of America's counter-globalist probes. In a freak mishap, InfoWars.com and Alex Jones are blown out of their trajectory into an orbit which freezes his life support systems and returns Alex Jones to Earth 25 years later.
Transdimensionally, over the space-time continuum through full space, where people are extremely lazy. The social engineers are there laughing. What we envisioned 100 years ago, 20 years ago, is now reality. While the society unravels, men run around totally frantic, not knowing how to be men, and women run around frantic, not knowing how to be women, and they don't understand that it's an animating contest of life, and that it's fulfilling to be informed, it's fulfilling to be involved, it's fulfilling.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Well, I could have never imagined 20-something years ago getting on air that we'd have congressional hearings saying, ban me off the air, misrepresenting what I'm saying, congressional hearings saying, ban Paul Watson just a few months ago, all congressmen saying, military, take Trump out, he's a Russian agent, when Hillary was in bed with Russia. But I want to play a compilation as we hand the baton to Paul Watson of Democrats and Republicans throwing Trump under the bus and misrepresenting what happened in that press conference yesterday. And I got to tell you, I think Trump coming out and clarifying there'll be blood in the water. I mean, how dare a president meet with a Russian leader? My God. And these are the same globalists selling out our sovereignty, the same ones opening our borders, and then they turn around at us, the patriots, and say to the bad guys. Paul Watson takes over in a minute and a half, but first, here's this compilation.
First of all, I just have to say, I'm sick to my stomach. I'm really feeling nauseous.
Stunned. Gobsmacked.
We're hearing words like, I feel sick. This is frightening.
Oh, you're such American patriots. They care so much.
Stunning. Genuinely stunning.
What is going on?
Unbelievable.
Astonishing. Just astonishing.
It is astonishing. It's heartbreaking. And it represents, I think,
a talking point
in our nation's history.
It's time for Americans to be out on the street.
There are people protesting the street every day in the 70s. Why is that not happening?
This guy making America great again. He's a Russian.
Shadow government come out and say, we cannot side with the government.
As an American citizen, I just personally think today is just an incredibly depressing moment.
Oh, my gosh, it's so horrible.
As an American,
says the Vanderbilt.
A new low. Jim Sciutto, Josh Campbell, I appreciate you both being with us on what has been really a difficult day for
this. This is where they turn the pro-American guy into the anti-American guy.
The free world ahead.
He didn't even meet his own low bar for not screwing this up.
I mean, it is an absolute disgrace. It's a parody of the disgrace.
This entire week of President Trump abroad has made Hillary Clinton seem all the more prescient.
Oh,
all
he's such an angel.
He was not,
angel.
You know, put on jammies and crawl under the covers with Vladimir Putin, and he couldn't do that.
The White House officials realize how horrified so many Americans are today.
Mr. Putin now is the master puppeteer.
Oh, Americans are so angry that the economy's back.
Our president, does anything else matter?
Here's the good news. These scumbag Democrat globalists are done. They can destroy Trump, destroy me, whatever. They're never putting Humpty Dumpty back together again. Paul Joseph Watson taking over from London, England. Paul.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, just an illustration of the sheer level of histrionics and hyperbole with this Russian neo-McCarthyism today. There was a writer for Mike.com, which is a big left-wing website, headline, Fake News Mike's Emily Singer Detects Alleged Russian Spy in the Oval Office. Literally, she had a fever dream that there was a Russian spy lurking in the background of an official White House photograph from the Oval Office. And, of course, she got it completely wrong. This is an illustration of the atmosphere that creates these kind of fever dreams amidst this Russian collusion delusion. As Emily Singer, a senior political reporter for Mike.com, set off a mini red scare Tuesday morning by suggesting a White House staffer pictured in the Oval Office was actually an alleged Russian spy, then scrubbed the quickly debunked claim from her verified Twitter account. So this was actually a picture from May 10th, 2017, wasn't even a new picture, over a year old, showing then Ambassador to the U.S. Sergei Kislyak and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, seen in a New York Times story covering that meeting and zeroed in on a red-headed woman in the door of the Oval Office. She said on Twitter, I thought this was a Photoshop, but it's not. This is Maria Butina, arrested for being a Russian spy in the Oval Office with Trump. She's literally going back over a year to White House photographs from a meeting that occurred over a year ago and having fever dreams about Russian spies in the Oval Office, tweeting it. She attached the photo to the tweet, but she soon expressed doubt over whether she correctly identified Butina in the photo, conceding that it may be Kari Lutkins, a member of the White House National Security Council. I may delete this tweet, Singer told her 20,000 Twitter followers. Now, no doubt this was shared feverishly around the blue check marks on Twitter before she did delete it. Lachlan Markey of the far-left Daily Beast said that former White House staffer also suggested the picture showed Lutkins, saying that her role includes logistics for events like Lavrov's visit. So she then deleted the tweet, tweeting, I've deleted the tweet, I cannot confirm that it's Butina and maybe an NSC staffer. So even with the correction when she deleted the tweet, we can't confirm this. No, it's a White House staffer in a year-plus-old photo from the Oval Office, and she comes out and tweets, we can't confirm it. Maybe it is a Russian spy.
But, Paul, that's just like them saying that he took the bus to Martin Luther King out or didn't visit Scalise. They know it's a lie. They know it's a fraud. Meanwhile, they're the globalists that hate America and hate nation states and hate Brexit and are the ones trying to take us over for foreign powers. And then Trump's clearly is trying to restore America. This is so crystal clear. Why do you think he came out and clarified and, you know, said, I believe the Russians were involved in the election? I don't know why he's giving into the hysteria, even of Fox News. Fox News a year ago was against him.
Well, the fact is that, 77% of the American public believe that mainstream news stations put out on a regular basis fake news. So why he would be shocked at returning from this meeting in Helsinki to see that media outlets that have given him, 90%+ negative coverage for the past 18 months would be giving him more negative coverage. It's very confusing indeed. The outrage machine is in full tilt every single day from these networks. So why he was surprised by this, remains a mystery. Maybe it's some people from within
his
team.
I'm going to get out of here and let you take over. You're doing a great job. But it's crystal clear. Big multinational-owned media that's been screwing America is pissed the country's back, and we have a real president. They're the enemy. They're on the Chi-Com payroll. Game over. It's so obvious. How long does this go on?
I mean, it's very simple. Why should we trust the deep state? This is not America. They are the enemy. They're not America. When Trump goes against the deep state, he's going against the deep state. He's not going against true Americana. They lied about everything else. They've meddled in all these foreign governments for years down the line. They've caused things like the rise of ISIS. They've caused things like the migrant crisis as a direct consequence of meddling in the affairs of foreign countries. That is the deep state. That is their speciality. So now Trump gets blamed for that. It's absolutely incredible. You've got people on MSNBC saying this is like Kristallnacht. This is the equivalent of Pearl Harbor attack. Absolute feverish hyperbole and histrionics every single time. We had, Obama meeting with Medvedev years ago saying, I've got more leeway after the election. he tried to press the reset button with Russia. He met Medvedev, he met Putin, so did Hillary Clinton. There was nothing like the neo-McCarthyism we're seeing now. And again, it's because they've been discredited. Now they're freaking out about how much they've been discredited, which leads us to the congressional hearing today, which you've obviously talked about, directly insinuating that InfoWars should be banned, not just insinuating it, lobbying. We saw last week Oliver Darcy, CNN senior media reporter, directly lobbying Facebook on three separate occasions to ban InfoWars, trying to silence independent voices to strangle their competition, which gets back to what we pushed yesterday with this massive report that people need to get out about social media censorship. Because if this is allowed to pass without complaint, without a Digital Rights Act, an online Digital Rights Act being passed to make it a level playing field, then they're going to win the midterms. They're going to win 2020 because they've rigged the game. People need to understand how serious this is and how much they need to pressure lawmakers to make this a level playing field. Now we've got CNN, I'll get into this after the break, saying that the walk away movement is being led by Russian bots. Literally everything that challenges their narrative is being led by Russian bots. The feverishness knows no bounds. This is the Alex Jones Show Live, 4th Hour, InfoWars.com. We'll be back.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're back. It is the fifth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Can we get back into the social media censorship issue? You know, they had a hearing about social media censorship, at which a Democratic lawmaker called for InfoWars to be censored on social media. Yeah, that wasn't the idea. The idea was to address the problem of social media censorship, not encourage more of it. I mean, absolutely incredible. We're going to get back to that, but we need your support more than ever. They're literally trying to shut us down every day by this point. So please support us by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com, where we have super silver wound gel bullet points. This is new technology that's an advanced patented technology that's forever changed the colloidal nano-silver market. There's been extensive research on silver sole technology, which includes 20-plus safety reports, test series, as well as the first-ever double-blind, FDA-cleared human ingestion toxicity study done on any silver product. Formula is 24 parts per million. The 32 parts per million version is FDA-cleared as a prescription medical device. It's one of only it's one of the only OTC products with direct claims against MRSA and VRE, two of the most deadly forms of bacteria that can cause infection. So it's great for first and second degree burns, including sunburn. It's basically an armor for your wounds. I wish I'd have had some of this on the weekend when I was breaking into a new pair of shoes and ripped the skin off the back of my feet. This is a protective barrier that guards the wounds and helps keep them from getting infected. I'm definitely going to get some of this. The barrier of protection can last up to 3 days on the skin, helping to eliminate the chance of infection. Which is great, because when it happened to me, when I get these big scrapes down the back of my feet, you know, plasters just ain't going to cover it. You don't even have, you know, bandages. Plasters just aren't going to do it. So this would have been great for that. It's perfect for athletes of all ages in all areas of sport. It is super silver wound gel bullet points, available as an exciting new product right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, getting back to what we were talking about before, the big tech censorship issue, which, of course, we released the big report yesterday by Mike Adams, in coordination with Mike Adams, the censorship master plan decoded, which everybody needs to get and share right now. There you see a copy of it on screen. Now, I did a report about this as well, which is headlined, Emergency Big Tech's Plot to Kill Free Speech Revealed. In this article, I talk about how we're all slaves to the algorithm. This is one of the biggest issues, if not the biggest issue, certainly the biggest tech free speech issue for me, and it will be for the foreseeable future. Now, I'm going to read this because this is the key part of the article which most people don't really seem to understand how important it is. It says, algorithms are the most pernicious form of censorship because the target cannot conclusively prove they are being censored yet experience the impact of censorship anyway. I've mentioned it before. Okay, I will search for articles I've written for InfoWars when I'm writing a new article about a similar topic. So say it's about migrant crime in Sweden or something like that. I will remember almost word for word the headline of a previous article that I'd written for InfoWars, Google search it on google.com, and what are the top results? Top results should be that article. If I'm putting in the exact search terms, that should come up with the article that I'm looking for. What does it come up with? It comes up with Snopes.com. It comes up with Washington Post. It comes up with articles attacking Alex Jones, which have nothing whatsoever to do with the search terms that I put into the search. But simply because I put InfoWars in the search, or because I put my own name in the search, what goes to the top? Articles attacking us. Every single time. So they're subverting, they're undermining the infrastructure, the architecture of their own search engine, simply to smear, to demean, to denigrate InfoWars.com and prevent people getting access to that information. They're willing to sabotage the very essence of what Google.com is supposed to be about, simply to sabotage us, simply to rein in our reach, basically. And why are they doing this? Well, as Robert Epstein has documented, and you can link through to the study in this article, Google's search algorithm can easily shift the voting preferences of undecided voters by 20% or up to 80% in some demographic groups, with virtually no one knowing they're being manipulated. Now, they tested this in big elections and found that if you put certain positive search results about a political candidate above the other, so you search for two different political candidates, you make sure the positive or the negative ranks in the one or two search result on Google, it can shift millions of votes, literally millions of votes. This article explains it, and you can link through to it from my article I wrote yesterday. Now, Epstein asserts Google has the power to flip over 25% of elections worldwide, and that the search giant algorithms are manipulating people every minute of every day. That's his quote. They're manipulating people every minute of every day, simply through the algorithm, simply through deciding what search result appears where. Page one, page two, or number one or number two in the search terms, of course, that is the hotspot. They use that to manipulate people. It's been proven. By favoring certain search results over others, Epstein and his team discovered that Google could, quote, boost the proportion of people who favored any candidate by between 37 and 63% after just one search session. This is absolutely huge. They're literally deciding the results of the elections based on which search result appears where. This is a quote from Epstein from this article. More alarmingly, we also demonstrated this shift with real voters during an actual electoral campaign in an experiment conducted with more than 2,000 eligible undecided voters throughout India during their 2014 election. Now, this was the largest Democratic election in history. They had more than 800 million eligible voters and 480 million votes ultimately cast. It says, even here with real voters who were highly familiar with the candidates and who were being bombarded with campaign rhetoric every day, we showed that search rankings could boost the proportion of people favoring any candidate by more than 20% and more than 60% in some demographic groups. In other words, it's entirely possible that Google determined the winner of the largest Democratic election in history and could do so over and over again. They can literally shift the votes of millions of people on election day. Now, they didn't do it to the extent that they would have hoped to have during the 2016 presidential election, which is why everybody freaked out in the aftermath and created this phony narrative about fake news. Now, there are fake news websites. Do they have anything like the reach to reach the level of hysteria spoken about them by the mainstream media? No. And in fact, there's a Stanford University study which proved that. This was a fake narrative created in the aftermath of the election, much like the post-truth world narrative was created after the election, because they were absolutely flabbergasted and shocked that they let this happen. They ain't going to let it happen again. Which is why we need to fight back with this Online Digital Rights Act, which at the end of the big document that Mike Adams put out in association with InfoWars, we have solutions whereby that can start to happen. We can at least get the ball rolling on it. So we have CNN lobbying to shut down our YouTube channel, CNN lobbying to shut down our Facebook page, Democratic congressmen lobbying to shut down our social media pages, and we have Google manipulating its own infrastructure simply to downvote, to downgrade the very InfoWars content because they're so incredibly afraid of the impact that we're having. Absolutely massive issue. We'll be back. This is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show Live, InfoWars.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're back to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. We're going to get into some more news here in a second, but again, we're under constant attack. You've seen CNN lobbying to shut down our YouTube channel. You've seen them lobbying to shut down our Facebook channel. You've seen Democratic lawmakers back in November last year when they tried to get Twitter. They pressured Twitter to shut us down, and Twitter agreed. They said this is not going to happen again. You remember that? It was after the terrorist attack in New York on October 31st, Halloween. Basically, the story was, Imam Tawhidi, who is on Twitter, a Muslim imam, said that he warned Mayor Bill de Blasio of New York that there was radicalization taking place in mosques in New York. It was a real story. He posted the letter that he sent to de Blasio warning him about this massive problem. I wrote an article about it for Infowars.com, tweeted it out with the hashtag that was trending at the time for the New York attack. It was a real story. It wasn't fake news. Yes, there was an imam that warned Mayor Bill de Blasio about radicalization in mosques in New York. Whether you think he should have reacted to that in whatever way, doesn't matter. It was a real story. How did they react? There you see the story right there. Well, a Democratic congressman raised it during a hearing in committee and basically said to a Twitter executive, how on earth has this got to the top of Twitter's trending hashtag? Because at least for a few hours, if you clicked on the trending hashtag, a link to that story appeared at the top of the hashtag. They weren't best pleased about that. So this Democratic lawmaker basically pressured the Twitter executive into making a promise that that wouldn't happen again. Fast forward again to today, where we have another Democratic congressman, and you can see the headline up on Infowars.com. Dem congressman pressures Facebook to ban Infowars during live hearing. This was Ted Deutch, and he basically said, no, you're not going to be able to challenge major news narratives when a breaking news event happens. That shouldn't be allowed. How many strikes is it going to take to take Infowars down? First he asked YouTube, then he asked Facebook basically the same question. This is after CNN's media reporter, senior media reporter Oliver Darcy, who has an absolute obsession with getting Infowars banned, by the way. This is a self-proclaimed conservative, somebody who should believe in free speech and the First Amendment. He worked for conservative media in the past. Now he's gone to CNN. I don't know whether they're, you know, paying him to do this, whether they're giving him the instructions to go out and do this, or whether it's his own choice to do this. But this guy's leading a campaign, a lobbying campaign. He did it back in February with YouTube. Repeated attempts to contact YouTube, to shame YouTube into shutting down the Alex Jones channel. Then again last week, repeated attempts to contact Facebook, not only face-to-face, but afterwards as well, when they had a get-together to try to pressure Facebook to ban Infowars. They failed with the YouTube ban. We were one strike away from the channel being deleted. So far, they've failed with the Facebook ban. It's still live as of right now. There you see his tweet from last week. Literally, this is a guy who would have supported book burnings. They moan all day about Russia. Well, what does Russia do? They shut down media outlets. What does Turkey do? They shut down media outlets. The Islamist dictator Erdogan has shut down over 100 media outlets in Turkey since late 2016 by decree. This is what authoritarians do. This is what dictators do. But apparently CNN thinks that that's its role in the United States of America. They bang on about Donald Trump, you know, democracy dies in darkness. They hark on about him attacking the media, threatening the First Amendment, threatening the freedom of the press constantly. Yet this is a guy, a senior media reporter, who's on a campaign to shut down a smaller independent media outlet. Think of that for a second. CNN's vast resources, their international acclaim, devoted to shutting down Infowars.com. This isn't news. This is a lobbying effort. They're directly contacting YouTube and Facebook and trying to shame them, trying to pressure them with, again, the threat of more negative media coverage into shutting down Infowars.com. Now it's percolated once again down to the congressional level, where literally they're up on their demanding during a social media censorship hearing, which should be about how to stop social media censorship, how to return things to a level playing field. They're doing the exact opposite. After Facebook already admitted that they downrank Infowars content. I mean, how we're still getting through, I don't know. Because on some stories, I could still get 50,000 Facebook shares. There was a one a couple of weeks ago, about 10 days ago, that still got 50,000 Facebook shares. So I guess that's not going to happen in future either. They are deathly afraid of a level playing field because 2016 proved that when it was that, to some extent, not to completely, they lose. They lose. That's why we're all slaves to the algorithm. That's why this is a massive issue, and that's why we need your support by getting the products at InfowarsStore.com, because, again, we're not dependent on sponsors that can be boycotted. We're not dependent on fat checks from George Soros. We're not dependent, like CNN is, on fat checks from Gulf State dictatorships like Bahrain that kill protesters. And then they pay CNN to make puff pieces about how great their country is. No, we don't take the money from Islamist dictators like you say at CNN. We only take money from our loyal audience who have the choice, even though all our content is completely free, they have the choice to support us by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com, where we have Defeat the Democratic Censorship Sale, free shipping, and up to 67%, that's massive, off store-wide. We've got Alpha Power at 50% off, Vitamin Mineral Fusion 50% off, BioTrue Selenium 50% off, Brain Force Plus, and a whole host of other great products at massive knockdown prices, all with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. That is Defeat the Democratic Censorship Sale. And it's really needed now more than ever, your support, given this trifecta of attacks from all different angles on merely our ability to have a voice on the internet whatsoever, because we've all been pressured. We've all been pushed into these social media ghettos. You can't be in the debate if you're not on the field of the debate. So we had to go there. Now they're trying to shut us down. So we appreciate your support. Now, going back to this absolute hysteria, got a headline here. Jill Wine Banks, this is an MSNBC contributor. She said Trump's performance, his performance, he met with the leader of Russia. Oh, my God, shock, horror. Just like Obama did, just like Hillary Clinton did. Trump's performance will live in infamy as much as the Pearl Harbor attack or Kristallnacht. She's actually claiming that what Trump did, or what he said to Putin yesterday during that press conference, will live in infamy, will have the same historical import as two of the biggest events of the 20th century, if not the biggest, in the case of Pearl Harbor. Now, that's how you know how the weapons-grade insanity, this feverish hysteria, this hyperbole, when it gets to that level, even Trump's most ardent critic cannot say that this isn't complete derangement. It's Trump derangement syndrome. She said, quote, "We were burglarized this time by foreign agents, and it's just as serious to me as the Cuban Missile Crisis." I mean, let's just hold it right there. The Cuban Missile Crisis, which basically almost said about the onset of apocalypse of the planet, we were on the verge of absolute disaster. She's comparing Trump saying a few, milquetoast things about Putin to that. You cannot deny that that is complete derangement. You cannot deny. Even Trump's most ardent critics cannot deny that. He goes on to compare it to 9/11. 3,000 people dead. The world changed. Two wars. The migrant crisis can be traced back to 9/11. ISIS can be traced back to 9/11. She's comparing what Trump said in a press conference to that. Absolute, complete, feverish derangement. These people should not be given platforms because they're obviously insane. This is like people who claim that Barack Obama was a secret Muslim, sent to subvert and infiltrate and take over America. We criticized Barack Obama, a lot of people did. But the sheer level of hysteria with this neo-McCarthyism, compared to what we had on the right, we had a little bit of that during the Obama years, he's a secret Muslim sent to take over. But that wasn't legitimized. That wasn't embraced by the mainstream. Everything that they say about this Russian derangement, Trump derangement syndrome, is embraced by the mainstream, is legitimized by the mainstream. That is what makes it a whole lot worse. We'll be back on the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show live, InfoWars.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion
$1 million for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
You're back. It is the final segment of the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. We've got this clip from Barack Obama from his speech today coming up here in a second, where he basically eschews identity politics and says, God forbid! If a man is white, if you have a white man making a statement, making an argument about a political subject, you shouldn't discount what he's saying based on his sexuality or his skin color. Oh my Gideon. Even though we've got a Democratic Party which is moving further and further towards the deranged left, embracing its radical fringe extremists like Antifa, embracing people like Ocasio-Cortez with all her inane drivel, this was quite the event for him to admit that identity politics should be distanced from, should be eschewed. This is a big event. Let's go to this clip right now. Barack Obama basically saying that you should listen to white men. Absolutely incredible. Here it is.
But democracy demands
that we're able also to get inside the reality of people who are different than us, so we can understand their point of view. Maybe we can change their minds, but maybe they'll change ours. And you can't do this if you just out of hand disregard what your opponents have to say from the start. And you can't do it if you insist that those who aren't like you, because they're white or because they're male, that somehow there's no way they can understand what I'm feeling, that somehow they lack standing to speak on certain matters. Madiba, he lived this complexity. In prison, he studied Afrikaans so that he could better understand the people who were jailing him. And when he got out of prison, he extended a hand to those who had jailed him, because he knew that they had to be a part of the democratic South Africa that he wanted to build.
So there you have it. Barack Obama basically telling Democrats that if they continue with this feverish obsession with identity politics, they're going to lose further support. We already know they've lost 9%, I think it was 9% of millennial support since 2016. In fact, there's an article out of Reason here. New poll shows millennials are defecting from the Democratic Party. So again, they are distancing themselves from this party because of their obsession with identity politics, because it's divisive, because it's hateful, as we've seen over the course of the past 18 months. Now we have a headline out of Rasmussen, which ties into this. 73% of Democrats want a fresh face as 2020 nominee. Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, and Joe Biden are amongst those touted as serious Democratic presidential contenders in 2020, but three out of four Democrats think their party needs to turn to someone new. New Rasmussen Report's National Telephone Survey says that 73% of likely Democratic voters believe their party should look for a fresh face to run for president in 2020. So they're sick of what they were getting so far. Basically, they've also lost 9% of millennial support since 2016. And now even Barack Obama is warning them that if they continue down that same road, it's probably going to be disaster once again. Will they listen? No. They won't listen. They're still obsessed with dividing people by race, by religion, and they're going to continue on that course, and it's going to cause them a lot of problems electorally. So don't interrupt the enemy when they're making a mistake is basically the message here. But Barack Obama is trying to do an intervention, trying to perform an intervention on that. Basically, they're not going to listen. They haven't listened so far. It remains doubtful as to whether they will in the immediate future. This is up on InfoWars Europe. World Cup multi-culti France burns. Dignified Croatians celebrate loss. So, of course, France beat Croatia in the World Cup final. People are basically obsessed with the fact that the French team was majority black. In fact, let me find this tweet. Basically, someone made the argument that because about 50% of the French team were Muslims, I think it was something like 18 out of the 23 total squad were black. They make this observation about identity politics, about the fact that this was a win for diversity. Well, I'm still recovering from watching the World Cup, from the shocking lack of diversity in the Egyptian, Moroccan, and Senegalian teams. Absolutely shocking lack of diversity. The Senegal team, from Africa obviously, had no white people in it. When are we going to address that shocking lack of diversity, for example, in the Japanese team? No black people in the Japanese team. But no, if you're talking about France, then they want to talk about it. That's interesting, isn't it? So there's this ridiculous tweet. There you see it up on screen. Dear France, congratulations on winning the World Cup. By the way, this tweet got 514,000 likes. This is the level of idiocy that dominates Twitter. Goes on to say, 80% of your team is African. Cut out the racism and xenophobia. 50% of your team are Muslims. Cut out the Islamophobia. Africans and Muslims deliver you a second World Cup. Now deliver them justice. Well, first of all, the vast majority of that French team were born in France. They have to be born in France to play for the French national team. Secondly, that tweet collectively thanks Muslims for winning France the World Cup. Okay, so if you want to set up the rhetorical argument that Muslims are collectively to thank for France winning the World Cup, do you want to also agree, by that same logic, that Muslims are collectively to blame for other acts committed by Muslims in France? Because over the past few years, there's been quite a few acts committed by Muslims in France that aren't very positive, to say the least. You want to talk about Charlie Hebdo. You want to talk about the Paris massacre. You want to talk about the Bataclan massacre. You want to talk about the killing of numerous police officers in France over the past few years by Muslim terrorists. So again, the left plays this game when it's good for them, when it's convenient for their logic to collectivize in the positive sense. Oh, they're all for it, whether it's race or religion. But as soon as you start to talk about it in a negative context, you're racist, you're an Islamophobe. But again, 500,000 likes on this dumb tweet. There was another one. It's Mehdi Hassan, it's in the same article. He says, it was a victory for France, well deserved. Oh, and Le Pen and all the other racist French nationalists, you can shut your mouths and hang your heads in shame. Amazing team, amazing diversity, amazing talent. Again, why does France have to be lectured and put on the rack for its so-called diversity and then praised for its diversity? No criticism for the shocking lack of diversity in the Egyptian team, in the Moroccan team, in the Senegal team, in the Nigerian team. Why is it only imposed on Western countries? That's interesting, that, isn't it? But again, aside from that, the vast majority of them were born in France. Why are you bringing up race? Why are you calling them African when they were born in France? They lecture other people about being obsessed with race and ethnicity. The first opportunity that they get to obsess about race and ethnicity, they do it. They're French. Who cares what colour they are? You know, as long as they embrace ideals that we should, you know, encourage for the greater society that benefit everybody, who cares? Now, they always want to make it about that. And they want to collectively thank Muslims for winning France the World Cup. All right, try having a poll in France. Now, it might be close. I mean, that country's basically on the rack now. It's been going the wrong way for many years. You want to have a poll in France. Should we keep the World Cup, or should we bring back all those people slaughtered in the Paris massacre? Let's have a poll. Then we'll see who's collectively to thank or who's collectively to blame. Of course, nobody's collectively to blame, because collectivism is racism. But they jump to it at the very first opportunity when it suits their narrative. Oh, but we're Islamophobic, you know, on the flip side of it. You can't play that game without losing. You can't say that Muslims are collectively to thank for France winning the World Cup because there are some Muslims in the French team. And then say, when people say there's a problem with Islam in terms of violent extremism, no, you, how dare you collectively blame all Muslims, even though we're not collectively blaming all Muslims. They try to play it both ways. But again, people are so dumb. 500,000 likes. 500,000 likes on Twitter. That is why it is a dumpster fire for logic and rationality on a daily basis. Swedish broadcaster deletes piece on Muslim anti-Semitism after threats. The now-deleted article maintained that the main threat against Swedish Jews was not right-wing radicals, but Islamic anti-Semitism. So basically, Sweden's national broadcaster, SVT, published an opinion piece penned by a person attached to the Stockholm Jewish Assembly. They put it up saying that right-wing extremism, while it should be deplored, while it should be monitored, is not as big a threat as anti-Semitic Muslim extremism. The article was deleted because the author got death threats to himself and his family. Kind of proving his point, right? It's this argument, oh, free speech has consequences. You should pay the consequences, like the Charlie Hebdo cartoonist who was slaughtered had to pay the consequences. So this cooked news organization, National Broadcaster, just deleted the article altogether and caved in like intellectual cowards. They're in Sweden, what do you expect? The latest YouGov survey, this is in Europe, finds that majorities in all seven nations are opposed to taking in more migrants. Absolutely massive poll. You can read that on westmonster.com. But coming up is War Room with Owen Schroyer. This has been the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Please support us by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And breaking news is at InfoWars.com. War Room is coming right up. Don't go away.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-5000. 615-435-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.